Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Having fun is good for you. So remember this, whether you like to bowl or play a fast game of table tennis, or spend a night at the fight, or whether you prefer a quiet evening with friends or curling up with a good book, you have to feel good so you can enjoy your fun. When you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drugstore for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Miss McGee's secretary speaking. Who's this?
Hello, secretary. Is Mr. McGee there?
Hi, mister. How could you be here when you're there, wherever you are? Hey, where are you, mister?
I'm right here. Would you kindly summon my spouse or the lady of the house, whichever is closest to the phone?
Okay, they're both the closest on account of they're both the same party, I betcha.
Okay.
Here, Miss McGee, a certain party wants you on the phone. Is that what makes you the party line,
Hello, Molly?
Hello, dearie. What's the trouble?
No trouble. I'm out here in the northeast part of town. Me and Wally Wimple and Henry Lester have been out looking at real estate, but we didn't buy any.
Good. I don't know what you'd buy it with, anyhow. When are you coming home?
Just as soon as you drive out here and pick me up. I let the other guys go on because it would have been way out of their way to haul me home.
Just whereabouts are you?
Well, it's over towards Slow Rapids in front of a vacant lot. I'm calling from a phone booth on the corner of... Let me look at the sign on the curb. Oh, yeah. The corner of Minzoni Street and Way Street. In fact, Way Street begins right here. You got it?
I guess so. How do I get there?
Well, it's very simple. You know how we used to go to McClatchy's Hatchery, where we bought the fresh farm eggs?
You mean the place that we found out he was buying his eggs in town and charging us extra for hauling them out to the country to sell them to us? Yeah.
Remember how we went?
Up Pine Street to 12th and Maple.
Right.
And then right to 16th.
Left. Left.
You said right.
Well, I meant correct. You got to turn left at 12th and Maple to go north, because if you turn right, you're headed south. And I'm in the northeast part of town, so if you go south...
Oh, McGee, please. Don't give me any north and south directions. You know how a compass confuses me.
Well, look, you know where the Frosty Custard Stand is out on Maple Street? The one with the giant ice cream cone on top?
Where you always eat too many of them and get sick and swear you'll never go back there again, but you always do? Yeah.
Okay. Go out there and make a left turn. That'll put you on Orange Street.
Orange Street.
You stay on Orange till you cross the Pecan Creek Bridge. Then jog left at the Marshmallow Factory. That's Cherry Street, and that runs right into the street I'm standing on. Is that clear?
Perfectly. Just one thing. Are you giving me directions for driving a car and making a banana split?
Huh?
Just kidding.
Oh, we'll quit the kidding.
Stay right there. Mom will be right over.
Okay. That's right, operator. Vista 4366.
Miss McGee's residence. Nobody home but me, secretary, and I'll take the message, but go slow. I'm a little girl.
It's me, Teeny, Mr. McGee. I've been waiting here for 40 minutes, and Mrs. McGee hasn't showed up. What happened? I mean, never mind. When did she leave?
Right after she talked to you, mister? And she had all the directions wrote out on a long, long, long piece of paper.
Doggone it, she should have been here in 10 minutes. Look, Teeny, write this phone number down, will you? Walnut 8990. That's the booth where I'm phoning from.
Walnut
8990. That's right smack at the corner of Minzoni and Way Street.
Minzoni and Way Street. Walnut 8990. Okay, I got it.
And if Mrs. McGee calls home to see if I called home, tell her to call me here at this phone booth because I'll be waiting. Oh, hey, there's our car now. Hey, Molly. Hey, Ray. Here I am. Hey, Molly, wait. Well, I'll be kidding. Teeny, she drove right past and didn't even see me.
I know. I heard you, mister. Hey, what will you be, Mr. McGee? You said, well, I'll be a... So what will you be? What will you?
I'll be waiting right here till she comes back. And if you're talking to her, tell her to drive careful. Because the next time she goes by here, I'm going to fling myself right in front of the car. Well, the silly stuff.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGee.
There it goes, the old 5 o'clock whistle.
And it couldn't come too soon, believe me. This has been a day, a rough one, and no fooling.
What's the matter, Joe? Getting so old you can't take it?
It's not my age, it's my stomach. Ate my lunch too fast or something. Had indigestion all afternoon.
Yeah, for crying out loud, why don't you say so? I keep a package of Alka-Seltzer in my locker here. That would have fixed you right up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here, fix yourself a glass right now. This Alka-Seltzer will have you feeling fine by the time you get home. Time you found out, buddy.
Yes, friends, and if you don't know about Alka-Seltzer, how it gently soothes and settles an upset stomach, it's time you found out. Buy Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and try it. Alka-Seltzer, first aid relief for indigestion.
Up, mix up. Hour and a half I've been standing here. Oh, God, I better call Teeny again. See if Molly phones her or anything. Read it. Hope she hasn't got a ticket or something.
Miss McGee's residence. Miss McGee's secretary speaking.
This is Miss McGee's husband in waiting, Teeny. You heard from her yet?
Sure. She just phoned Mr. McGee. Why is she ever lost?
Well, where is she?
She's so lost, she don't even know where she is.
Oh, now nobody could get that lost.
She can, I betcha, because she is. I gave her the phone number where you are, and she was going to phone you right away.
Oh, yeah, well, why didn't you say so? Gee whiz, she's probably trying to get me now. Goodbye. There, line's clear. Now go ahead and ring. Hello, Molly?
Yes. Yeah. I called Teeny to see if you had phoned, and she gave me this number.
Where in the heck are you?
At ye old gassy shoppy on Upper Dogwood Road.
What the heck you doing way out there?
Getting some ye old gassy put in ye old car because ye old tanky was defunct.
Empty?
As empty as the head of whomever it was forgot to tell me to have it filled.
Well, what the dickens you doing way out on Upper Dogwood Road? And besides, you know you zipped right by here with me yelling and whistling at you?
I never pay any attention to strange men yelling at me. And as for whistling, you know my husband doesn't like for me to look around when I whistle that.
Well, this time he would have. The main thing is to get to here and fast. Now, let me see. You're on Upper Dogwood Road, huh? Where between is it?
Huh?
I mean, what street is it near?
I'm near the corner of Chippewa.
Okay. Come down Chippewa to Lindenwood.
Lindenwood?
Yeah, branch off to the right there and keep going past 4 stoplights.
Gee, that's illegal.
When they turn green.
Oh, okay.
At the 4th light, turn left and you're on this street where I am.
Good.
Minzoni Street it's called. Italian, I guess. Anyhow, keep coming back towards town till you come to Way Street, and you gotta watch for it because it runs into Minzoni, but it don't cross it. I'm right here at the beginning of Way Street on the corner of Minzoni. You got it?
I've got it, and I don't see how I can miss this time. You wait there, sweetheart. Bye.
Wait there, she says. I've been waiting here so long now, I'm growing moss on my north side. I hope she gets here before sunrise. This is just utter ridiculous. 2.5 hours I've been standing here. Ain't this revolting? I hate to stand in a burning house while she went down at the corner to turn in a fire alarm because... Hello?
McGee?
Well, fancy hearing from you. How are things in Glacamora? I know you must be in Glacamora because you've had plenty of time to drive there and back by now. Having a good time, are you?
McGee?
If you're about to ask me how are things here at the corner of Minzoni Street, they're lonesome. Very lonesome. I haven't seen a soul I know since
I... McGee, hush. I'm at the Northside Police Station.
What? Holy smoke. What'd you do, kiddo? He's not guilty. Don't sign the citation. I'll get a lawyer. I'll come right over there.
Relax. I didn't do a thing. I just got tired of trying to find you, and I came here for some help.
Oh, good.
And you know what the police tell me? There is no such street as Minzoni.
What?
And there is no such street as Way Street. Not in the city, the suburbs, or even the whole county.
For the why of all the ignorant nincompoops. Them guys don't even know that. Look, I'm looking right at the sign with my very own eyes at this instant, Molly.
You sure?
Sure. The police department themselves penciled it right here on the curb here. They even put the street number on the curb, too. It's number 30 at this corner.
Well, I don't know that.
Look, I'll spell it out for you. It says 30 M-I-N-Z-O-N-E, Minzoni. And right across the side street, there's a sign that says number 1, Way Street. O-N-E-W-A-Y-S-T-R-E-E. Oh, wait a minute. Is that One Way Street?
Oh, fine. I've been running all over town. See, take a look at that sign on the curb again. That 30 Minzoni Street. Is that in green paint with white letters?
Yeah.
Could that possibly say 30, M-I-N, for minutes, Z-O-N-E zone, meaning a 30-minute parking zone?
Oh, imagine that. 30-minute zone. Ha, ha, ha. I tell you what, kiddo. Ask the cops over there to trace this phone number and find out where I am, and then maybe they'll tell you how to get here, because... hello? 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 Wonder if I can summer ride home.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come. You know that old saying, better be safe than sorry? Well, there's more truth than fiction in that one. For example, when you take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly every day, they keep you on the safe side of vitamin health. And you must agree that's much better than feeling sorry for yourself, because vitamin shortage is one of the common causes of a tired, listless feeling. Remember this. Your meals may not supply enough of the vitamins you need. But one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. These low-cost vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Boy, am I beat. I'm starving. Oh, hi, Jeannie. You still here?
Sure I am, I betcha. I got a phone message for you. Miss McGee had a flat tire on the way home, and there's no spare, and she wants you to borrow a car and come and get her.
Oh, no. Well, where is she?
I got it wrote down like she said. You go out west, Newstead, and you turn left at the hamburger stand, and then right at the next stoplight. And 3 blocks east to the southwest corner.
Just give me the paper, Jeannie. I'll get started. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. This This is John Wald reminding you to hear your friends again tomorrow on Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Laugh with Fibber and Molly again tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network. The Radio Network.